what was driving this heat yesterday? What was the lead up to this?
Well, I think patience is wearing thin as the November 23rd deadline approaches. And I think also the fact that the Democrats have offered a plan, I think, Republicans are suspicious because I think they think that Democrats are trying to position themselves as good faith negotiators and trying to make them look like they're not really happy to negotiate a real deal.
The idea of tax increases is anathema to Republicans. The idea of entitlement changes is anathema to Democrats. And from the impression that I got from the story that you and Meredith wrote today, that's pretty much where we still are this many weeks into the process.
It is, but it's kind of a this new wrinkle is really interesting. The Democrats have offered behind closed doors a $3 trillion plan that includes revenue, about half revenue, half spending cuts. And it's going to be interesting to see what Republicans do with that or if they come back with their own plan. But yes, right now people are hunched into their own corners and each is looking out for each other's constituencies.
As this process continues, and there was a hearing today, and we'll talk about that later on in the hour with our Emily Kopp, but this process is difficult on federal agencies because every other aspect of congressional operation seems to be in limbo, too. There are a few little things getting done here and there, but as far as anything major, everybody seems to be waiting on the super committee. Is that fair to say?
It is, though. We're hearing more and more that Chairman Rogers and Chairman Inouye of the Appropriations Committee do want to try to do. The Senate is doing a package of three bills that includes Commerce, Justice, Science, and Transportation, and HUD, and Agriculture, and it's likely that those bills may pass on their own. Chairman Rogers said that this afternoon at outside the House chamber.
Now, what is the relationship like between his office and the Appropriations Committee on the Senate side? Do they have a pretty decent working relationship?
They do. They have a very good relationship, and they've been working out levels for each individual bills, and they're essentially pre-conferencing the bills so that when they're looking to maybe clear this up sometime in December, the appropriations backlog. And so by the time that date comes around, the work that they do now is going to make that go much easier and much quicker.
So tell me again, there's a Commerce, Justice, Science bill, and what is the other one?
Transportation and HUD is the other bill, and the third bill is Agriculture. They're all right now on the Senate floor. They have been and the Senate, when it comes back next week, will likely clear that package of three appropriations bills, and then they're going to be conferenced. It'll be the first conference in a long time for the Appropriations Committee, but conferenced amongst the House and Senate, and they'll likely go to the President as a package. If not, yeah. That's what Chairman Rogers hopes.
So there's at least a couple of agencies that may be out of the continuing resolution woods a little bit sooner than expected.
That's right.
As the other agencies move forward and they're still kind of in CR limbo, is anything happening on any of the on any of those fronts?
Not as we can tell. There's a possibility that other bills could be added to that package of three, but nothing has been set in stone or nothing has been decided. But the idea is they want to clear as much as they can before they have to do that final CR that final omnibus package. They want to reduce from 12 being all the 12 bills. They want to have as few bills in that final package at the omnibus as possible. And right now they're working on those three. There could be possibly more, and we'll just have to wait and see if there is.
I want to go back to the super committee for a minute. This idea of going big is something that's the Democrats in Congress, both on and off the super committee, seem to be leaning more toward. What is driving that, and what is the resistance of the so-called go big idea on the Republican side, if there is any?
I think what's driving it, I think on both sides they would like to go, they would like to go big, but the problem is that there's the fundamental difference is what you said earlier, is that Republicans don't want to raise any revenue, and Democrats are very cautious about making cuts on entitlements. But it's interesting that the $3 trillion package that the Democrats have offered includes some cuts to Medicare and some health care cuts, and also supposedly we haven't seen the plan yet, and it's about 50-50 revenue and spending cuts, and so I think Democrats are trying to show that they are willing to compromise. But Republicans have been very adamant that they think raising taxes now in the middle of a down economy is not a winner. It could hurt the economy even worse, and so they're very reluctant to go along with that. I think they're mulling that over right now, and if not, trying to come up with a counter proposal.